We welcome you back to Eagles 360, presented by Santander. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with the Hall of Famer, broadcast booth Hall of Famer as well. Mike Quick, welcome to the Super Bowl.
Welcome to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, say it again.
Welcome to the Super Bowl.
It's a beautiful thing.
I mean, we're not in Minneapolis yet, but it's all about the Super Bowl.
Who would have thought?
Did you ever think?
A couple of weeks ago, I started really thinking a couple of weeks ago. And, gosh, Sunday night, I felt like this team could win, but I don't think anyone saw what was coming.
Well, let's talk about what's coming up next. Because if the Eagles play like they did on Sunday night, then the New England Patriots, we take our first look at them, presented by Whip Flea. If the Eagles play like they did on Sunday night, Mike.
We're dancing down the streets.
Yeah. I mean, now to do that, it's much more difficult against a team that really comes at you from so many different ways. We all know about the aura, and a very well-deserved aura from a five-time Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
Quarterback like Tom Brady, a head coach like Bill Belichick, the machine is still operating at a very high level.
Well, they're just the best at what they do. Bill Belichick has proven that he's one of the best coaches in all of football for a long time. Tom Brady, if he's not the greatest quarterback to ever play the game, he's probably the best of our time. And I always thought it was Joe Montana, but I really think that Tom Brady is just a special guy. And it's not so much the people around him, it's really him that really makes this thing work. Because you look over the years and the different people that he's had playing the receiver or the skilled positions, and he's been able to make it work with all these different people. But you put those same people on any other team, and they're just mediocre guys.
Yeah, I wonder what Jim Schwartz is trying to concoct in this period of time as they put the game plan together. Because let's be honest, Brady's not going to be surprised by anything he sees.
No.
He's going to make adjustments to everything. So what do you do if you're the defense here? How do you play this?
The main thing is, and it really gets down to the basics, you win the line of scrimmage. And that's where the Eagles have to be able to win on both sides of the ball. But I think it's most important that the two inside guys, and sometimes maybe even a linebacker, you're pushing the pocket, you're breaking down the pocket. Because when Tom Brady can't step up in the pocket, and when he doesn't have that room to step forward and throw the ball, then he has issues. When he's got to slide, when he's got to delay and try and create time, extend the play, that is when things break down for him. So I think it's imperative that Fletcher Cox, Timmy Jernigan, those guys in the middle, push the pocket and take advantage of the guards. I think this offensive line of the Patriots, they're not very good. Tom Brady can help them make them look good the way he gets rid of the ball quickly or the way he sees things and is able to get them out of a bad situation. But to me, that is the Achilles heel of this offense for the Patriots, that offensive line.
Yeah, and I saw them in a Monday night game this year against the Miami Dolphins, and the Dolphins won the game by dominating the line of scrimmage. And I thought at that time, boy, you know, if the Eagles ever played the Patriots, this would be a good matchup for the Eagles from that standpoint, because the strength of this team is at the line of scrimmage and on the defensive side of the ball, as we've seen. They keep coming at you. Now, what about the matchups in the secondary, Mike, with the Eagles secondary against an underwhelming names, but, you know, look, they've got weapons in Amendola, who continues to make great plays. Brandon Cooks, who's got the speed. Gronk is obviously a very difficult matchup. How do the Eagles match up there?
Difficult. I think it's very difficult. But to me, it really gets back to getting to the quarterback. But Gronk, he's going to be a problem. Amendola, he's so shifty. What they have, and they look like clones. They're skilled guys for the most part. They are slight in build, but they are all very shifty. They've got quick feet. So Amendola, if he's working between the hash marks, he's a problem. So you know, I think when you've got a guy like Patrick Robinson that's working in that area, he can match up with him. But still, Tom Brady has the ability to throw guys like that open. Gronk is a mismatch because of his size, because of his speed. It's hard to really match up with Gronk. So that's going to be a big challenge for Malcolm Jenkins or however Jim Schwartz chooses to deploy his guys to try and slow down that offense.
Super Bowl 39, it was Deion Branch who wrecked the Eagles' defense. I wonder, in your opinion, Mike, is Tom Brady better now than he was in the 2005 Super Bowl?
In some ways, he is better. I think he's smarter. He understands everything that's going on the field, and he's able to make adjustments. And as I said, he'll make his offensive line look good because he's not going to take sacks. He's going to make sure, even if a guy goes free, that he's able to get rid of the ball in an area of a receiver rather than taking a sack and put that on the offensive line.
On the other side of the ball, Mike, the Eagles' offense has been so good, particularly on Sunday night against the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
They've kept Nick Foles clean. They've given him a chance to throw the football. The skill position people have been outstanding. Alshon Jeffrey and Nelson Agholor and Torrey Smith. The running game has done enough. They've worked the screen game. And against New England, it's not about the personnel. It is about the X's and the O's and the way they disguise things.
Dave, this team has added an element. And if you look at what they did Sunday night, not just the horizontal passing game, but they started to stretch the field. And Nick Foles throwing the ball vertically down the field. So that's a whole new challenge for the New England Patriots that they really haven't seen from this team, that vertical passing game. So now you add that element to the things that they're doing already. I thought that Doug Peterson did a great job in game planning for Minnesota. And with 2 weeks to prepare for the New England Patriots, I'm expecting a great game plan. And I think all season long, he's done one heck of a job in calling plays game.
Great.
So that I think, bodes well for this team going up to Minnesota and playing New England Patriots.
And it's interesting. The Patriots really haven't been all that impressive in the playoffs here. They beat up on the Tennessee team after trailing early. They came from behind to beat Jacksonville on Sunday. Some of the numbers here. Patriots are converting 48% of their third downs throughout the preseason. The Eagles allowing only a 38% conversion rate. So that's key for the Eagles. Get off the field on third downs. New England only 73.5 yards rushing per game in the postseason. So they don't scare you.
Yeah. Because Tom Brady will throw the ball 50 times.
Yeah.
That's not
in
an
that
issue.
Short intermediate area.
Right. Yeah. And it is almost like giving a handoff. A long handoff is what is it really is. He's throwing the ball these little short dink and dunk passes and trying to get his skilled guys to make you miss and get downfield.
And the Eagles offense has been great on third downs. Sunday again, 10 of 14 conversions against a Vikings team that had allowed only 25% conversion rate on third downs all season.
They were the best in football.
Remarkable.
And on third downs, and the Eagles took them apart on third downs. And an even bigger stat was the Eagles were perfect in the red zone. They scored in red zone twice. They scored two touchdowns in the red zone. And they are really making this run-pass option part of the offense really work well. Nick Foles understands it. He understands where the ball has to go based on where the defense is aligned. And that has really worked well. So incorporating that with Nick at quarterback has really helped this offense.
So that is our first look of many looks at the New England Patriots presented by Whip Flea. 15-3 Eagles, 15-3 Patriots. Here we go again, 13 years later, the Eagles and the Patriots in the Super Bowl. More to get to here on Eagles 360 presented by Santander when we return. A progress report, Ike Reese and Mike Quick, looking at left tackle Halapalavati Vaitai, certainly one of the unsung heroes of this postseason march.